This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
No Chinese secrets for Walmart.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Walmart has made it very clear it wants to take over retail in China. Today there's word that Walmart has agreed to buy China's biggest food and department store chain for $1 billion. Trustmart is actually a Taiwanese company, but it has 100 supercenters in China. If the deal goes through, Walmart would have the most supercenters of any company in that country. Walmart has said its operations in China could be as big as its U.S. business within two decades. A lot of Americans who work at technology companies lost their jobs last quarter, the most in over a year, according to a new study. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Last quarter, tech firms announced more than 50,000 job cuts, up from 29,000 the quarter before. John Challenger's outplacement firm conducted the study. He says almost a third of the cuts are due to mergers and acquisitions, but as for the rest...
companies felt they had to cut their costs, their orders were down, and they were scaling back.
He says a slowdown in the sector may be looming. But Guy Fauchet of Economy.com doesn't think these figures amount to much in the long run.
Businesses are still sitting on a lot of cash. Profit margins are at record highs. Demand is still strong, particularly from overseas. So we think that businesses are going to continue to invest in tech equipment, and we don't foresee much of a slowdown.
Fauchet says the latest job cuts indicate only a temporary softening of the economy. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The Dow is within spitting distance of the unprecedented 12,000 mark. Yesterday, it climbed almost 0.2% to 11,980. The NASDAQ was up 0.3% to 2,363. The S&P 500 climbed 0.2. 1 year ago today, a new law made it harder for Americans to wipe out their debt in bankruptcy. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler gives us an update.
In the last year, the number of people filing for bankruptcy has plummeted. Ike Shulman with the National Association of Consumer Bankruptcy Attorneys says lots of folks don't realize it's still an option.
The cab driver, when I told him I was a bankruptcy attorney, says, oh, you can't file anymore, right?
Wrong. You can still file for bankruptcy. You just need to jump through more hoops. For example, consumers must now get credit counseling prior to throwing in the financial towel. But they're not required to pay for it if they can't afford it. As a result, nonprofit counseling agencies often pick up the tab. William Binzel with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling says many agencies he represents have gone from the black to the red.
In the year since bankruptcy reform has been enacted, we project that shortfall to be around $7 million.
Many expect bankruptcies will start to rise next year as consumers get more familiar with the law and homeowners struggle to pay adjustable rate mortgages. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Someone who doesn't have to worry about bankruptcy, the outgoing CEO of United Health Group. The company is forcing William McGuire to retire. He got caught up in the stock options backdating scandal. But United Health will pay him $5 million a year for the rest of his life. This is Marketplace. The earnings season is in full swing. So let's start with Callaway Golf. Not good. Last night, the company said it expects to lose about 18 cents a share for the third quarter. The company's Top Flight and Hogan products aren't selling that well. Callaway stock dropped almost 10% in after-hours trading. Sony says it may have to lower its earnings forecast for the whole year. Part of that is the laptop battery recall. Sony also slashed the price of its PlayStation 3 in Japan before it even got to the stores. On the other hand, toy maker Mattel is looking for a big kick to finish the year. Third quarter profits were up 6%. It's Fisher-Price stuff like TMX Elmo and a toy line called the Pixel Chicks sold well. Today, we'll get profit reports from Yahoo, IBM, and Johnson & Johnson. The Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellow Shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, for information protection you can depend on. More at Fellows.com. And by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. I just want to say 2 words to you. Just 2 words. Are you listening? Plastic bags. There's a great future in plastic bags. Will you think about it? From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Jewel Gardner reports.
Hear that? That's the sound of plastic bags taking over your life, magically multiplying in that space between the wall and your fridge. You may think you have too many plastic bags, but there's no such thing for the Virginia-based Trex company. Accounts manager Ray Hampton.
1,000 bags equals 7 pounds. And we typically purchase the material in 40,000-pound increments, which pretty much fills up a tractor trailer.
That's a lot of bags, and Trex is one of a few companies giving them new life. Trex chops them up, mixes them with wood pulp, and then shapes them into boards. The boards are used for decks that never need to be treated or stained. Termites don't like them, but designers do, because the boards can be bent and custom colored. And there's a good chance that if you recycle your plastic bags, they'll end up at one of the Trex factories. Here in Winchester, Assistant Production Supervisor Steve Orndorff explains the process.
Down here is where we receive our plastic in. We receive polyethylene bags. Each line has a wood hopper. The wood hopper is just recycled wood, hardwoods. They are combined together at about a 50-50 ratio and then formed into a board.
Trex's Ray Hampton says different products can be made out of this composite. Some other companies make fencing, railroad ties, even plastic garden tools. And lots of different materials qualify as fodder.
This material is some overwrap that went around paper towels, some other tissue covering, newspaper bags, dry cleaning bags, all that stuff.
But there's a catch. Typically, the only place to drop off your bags is in those bins at the grocery store. The American Plastics Council is working on how to expand plastic bag recycling. You can check that out at plasticbagrecycling.org. But beyond that, here's some advice from the council's Robert Krebs.
They're a great mitt for things that you don't want to touch, like when you're picking up after your dog. They're umbrella holders so that you can put that wet umbrella inside of your purse or inside your briefcase so it doesn't flood it. They're shoe covers, you know, when you come in from the mud and you don't want to track it all over your house.
And he's got another idea to keep bags organized before they become either decking material or doggy gloves. Stuff them in an old sock, cut the toe off, and pull them out one by one. For Marketplace, I'm Jewel Gardner.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Lobbyists are attending lots of fundraisers.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.